Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In Major League Soccer, the League's Cup wraps up tomorrow. St. Louis City SC was knocked out a couple of weeks ago. I spoke with Santiago Beltran, the Spanish voice of St. Louis City SC, about a controversy with the League's Cup and MLS. There were fans boycotting the games, even here in St. Louis. I asked Beltran what was going on.
It has to do with U.S. Open Cup. So this year, when it was announced that St. Louis City SC wasn't going to participate in U.S. Open Cup along with other MLS teams, and some MLS teams were sending their second team, the fans, not only in St. Louis, but across the country, basically they united and say, okay, we're going to boycott League's Cup. And why are they boycotting League's Cup? Because they think League's Cup is the reason why MLS doesn't want to participate in U.S. Open Cup. They have claimed the schedule being too busy, too many games. So basically the way some fans and support groups see it is, okay, MLS is giving priority to League's Cup, which is a tournament with teams from Mexico, from Liga MX, and they are basically giving the boot to U.S. Open Cup. So fans united, and you can see in some stadiums that the stands are pretty empty. Here at City Park, the north end doesn't have the supporter groups, no instruments, no march, no events before the game. So that's what has been going on in the last couple of games.
The U.S. Cup is historic to St. Louis. Teams have been involved with it ever since its inception.
Yeah, and teams from St. Louis had won it a few times. Most recent was in the 80s. With MLS, St. Louis came back to U.S. Open Cup last year. Previously, St. Louis FC from USL also participated. They actually had a great run in 2019, made it to the quarterfinals, upset a couple of MLS teams, and a lot of fans that are now fans for St. Louis SC were there when St. Louis FC had those upsets. So they at least had the opportunity to live some of those historic moments for U.S. Open Cup in St. Louis.
Usually you see protests in sports because of a political uprising in some form of or topic during that time, but this is just because they picked one tournament over the other. It just seems, I don't know, to outside people looking in, it seems like, why are we protesting about this?
Yeah, it's just a perception. Like MLS has always referred to the Cup as, oh, it's a lower quality tournament, look at the stadiums where it is played, like the quality of the fields. Like If an MLS team has to go visit a team from, let's say, third division, fourth division, the field may not be the best conditions. And I think that can change. There are a lot of things that can be done about that. But MLS has always been like not very supportive of the Cup, and I think with this League's Cup coming this year, they just saw it as an opportunity to maybe try to separate. And there has been a lot of back and forth. Recently, the commissioner, Don Garber, said, yeah, we need to look at the structure for 2025, see what changes can be made. Maybe not the way we handle it wasn't the best, but it's still a lot to come on that regard.
Do you think MLS is embarrassed when they get beat by maybe a team that's not in the MLS or a second grade team in their opinion? Do you think that looks bad on MLS?
It could, but that happens all over the world. Like England has the FA Cup, and you see teams from lower divisions upsetting a team from first division. In Spain, Copa del Rey. Even in South America, every once in a while, a team from a lower division beats a team from first division. It's part of the sport. It's kind of that mentality. Like any given Sunday or any given day, a lower league team could make a great run against an MLS team, especially a lot of times in these games. Teams from first division may not put their first squad, so it gives chances to the lower division teams to step up and maybe get the upset.
In sports, we love Cinderella stories. It seems like something that it would be beneficial to the sport.
Yeah. And I think if it was, like, if the structure is changed, the way it's played, like, for example, in other countries, the lower division team always hosts the higher division team, and get a lot of fans, it gets rowdy, and gets that cup atmosphere. If that was changed, I think that will give it a good boost and more interest around the country. But I think there are a lot of things that could change. Hopefully, U.S. Soccer and MLS will get together and have something good for 2025.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.